Haven't we turned on a beautiful day for you here on the border, Prime Minister? It is magnificent.
Not there yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it will be a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day on the border.
Look, very true, and it is. We've had some pretty average weather, but it'll be very nice for you to get around. But I suppose what we need to know is, why are you here on the border today?
Well, I'm coming down to talk about energy prices, to talk about inland rail. I'll be visiting an engineering business in Albury and talking about the way in which we are working hard to bring down the cost of gas. In fact, we've already brought down the cost of gas on the East Coast by some very strong measures. It's a big issue. I mean, Albury Wodonga has got a great manufacturing and engineering tradition, energy is a vital input there, and gas prices have been too high. They've gone up because of a failure in policy. I mean, a lot of your listeners will be puzzled, you know, how on earth can we have expensive gas in Australia given we produce so much? Well, what happened was some years ago, and I regret to say it was under the last Labor government, both federally and in Queensland, they set up these big export facilities which were designed to be fed by coal seam gas. They didn't produce enough gas. And what they also failed to do was to ring-fence enough gas for the domestic market. And so what happened was that a lot of the domestic gas that had been going to businesses and families and households in eastern Australia was being exported. Prices went through the roof. And so I've intervened some people would say a heavy-handed way, but there was no alternative. Mm. I've intervened to protect Australian jobs. And so we have seen gas prices... the wholesale price has come down since the beginning of the year, but we're basically limiting exports to ensure there's enough gas for, whether you're an engineering business in Albury or, a family in Wodonga. You've got to have enough gas. Yeah.
Well, we do need it. It's been a particularly cold winter this winter too, so there'll be a lot of people very happy to hear that with gas heating.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other things that we hear is on the discussion table is drug testing for welfare recipients.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, well, we're doing a trial. It's in three locations. We've announced two of them, one in Canterbury Bankstown in Sydney, one in Logan in Queensland. There'll be a third one announced shortly. And we will test about over the next two years, about 5,000 people who are identified as high risk by Centrelink, and they will, and if they're found to be using drugs, then their welfare payments will be quarantined. They won't get any less money, but they'll have 80% of it put on a basics card, so they won't so they won't get it in cash. They'll have to spend it on necessities.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think this is a trial. Yeah, I know there've been some critics. The Labor Party are very opposed to it. I'm not sure why. Surely, we don't want welfare dollars being used to buy drugs. And equally, if people who are on welfare are on drugs, they're not likely to get a job. And the whole objective of programs like New Start is to get people into employment.
Yes. All right. Now, before we move on to another big issue. Can we have a change of pace? I would like to throw you, the Prime Minister of our great nation, onto the 60-second griller, if I could, Malcolm Turnbull.
Mm.
Are you willing to take it on?
I should say you're going to throw another PM on the barbie as opposed to another shrimp.
Exactly right. So the idea here is quick-fire answers, and you can get yourself into a little bit of trouble here, but I'm sure you can cope, Malcolm Turnbull. Here we go.
I'll do my best.
You're on the griller. Let's go. Time starts now. Who in the Liberal Party would you least like to play a board game with?
Very good. I would think the Leader of the House, Christopher Pine.
He's
a great
definitely.
Tactician.
Do you prefer thrillers or romantic comedies?
Thrillers.
Have you checked your birth certificate?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. All right.
Stop the clock.
There's no doubt. You know, actually, it's on the other side of the the mountains. But I was in Tumut yesterday, and I disclosed that I was a citizen by descent of Tumut because my father was.
Oh, okay, right. Well, that's
fair enough. That's pretty Aussie.
All right, restart the clock with 30 seconds to go. Who's better, John Farnham or Jimmy Barnes?
Jimmy Barnes.
Oh yes, love you. have you ever played a sport?
Played at sport.
Yeah, played a sport.
Played a sport. Oh, yeah, many sports. Yes, all in a very mediocre way.
Oh, terrific. Have you ever been 10-pin bowling?
Yes, I have, yep.
Oh, would you rather have dinner with Pauline Hanson, Darren Hinch, or Donald Trump?
Well, I've had... I think out of the three of them would... You know what I'd rather do?
Yes.
I'd rather have dinner with them all. I think it'd be very entertaining.
All together?
Okay.
Yeah, that would be very entertaining.
Round of applause. You have successfully navigated your way through the 60-second gorilla. Well done, Prime Minister.
Very well done. Now, before you go, Prime Minister, we'd be remiss of us not to mention that today or tonight by midnight is the last opportunity to ensure that we are enrolled to vote on the Australian electoral roll for the marriage equality postal vote.
Yes, that's right. So go to the AEC website, aec.gov.au,
yep.
And either enrol, make sure you've enrolled, or check your details, because your enrolment details might be out of date.
Yeah, your address and all that sort of
yep.
stuff. And it takes like 5 minutes. I did it the other day. And just quickly, now you've been very clear about your personal belief that we should have marriage equality in Australia.
Yes, I will be voting yes, will Lucy.
Yep. And you've said that on numerous occasions. But how do you feel about the fact that you have to put your own beliefs aside to keep your political party happy?
But I haven't put my own... I'm not sure why you'd ask that question, because my belief is that we should, same-sex
yes.
marriage should be legalised. I'll be voting yes in the postal vote, and when the postal vote is carried, I believe it will be, but if it is carried, then we will facilitate a private member's bill to come into the parliament to legalise same-sex marriage, and it will sail through the parliament.
And time frame for that kind of thing, if it all goes according to plan?
Well, if we should be able to get it done by the end of the year, assuming the postal vote is held on the timetable. You know, there's been a High Court action. The Labor Party and others have brought an action to frustrate the
yes.
stop Australians having their say. They don't want it. They don't want you to have a say on this issue. Well, we do. But assuming we're successful in the High Court, and we're confident we will be, then we'll know the results before the end of the year, and we'll know them in November. And that would give us enough time to legislate before the end of the year, which would be the goal.
All right.
Fantastic.
There we go. Prime Minister, thank you so much for talking to us. You're heading to our part of the world a little bit later on today. And,
I'll be there this morning.
I'm sure we'll make you feel very welcome. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much. Great to talk with you.